didn't feel like a zoo. It felt like you were...
The Mishnah tells us that you are allowed to water this type of field during Shemitah, right? Remember, this field is irrigated and requires constant irrigation. And why can I water it? Because if I don't, what's going to happen to the field?
It'll die.
So the Gemara expresses this tremendous shock, right? To Vatnan. Mashkin.
From the
Masechta side. Yeah, I like the Masechta side.
Yeah. Okay. Tzvan. You learn the Mishnah. Mashkin, based on Shlachim, Lomoni, Vashviyat. You could water an irrigated field that needs constant watering on Kol HaMoed and on Shemitah.
Good. Vishlama.
Vishlama, Mishnah, Tirchot. So it makes sense on
Kol HaMoed,
because really you're not supposed to do any hard work. But in a case where you're going to lose out on a lot of money, the Rabbanan permitted.
Good.
Ela Bishvius, Bein Laman D'Amar, Mishum Zareya, Bein Laman D'Amar, Mishum Choresh, Zareya B'Charisha, Bishvius Mishari. So whether the Isser of watering is from planting or from plowing,
the Rabbanan couldn't possibly do what?
Right, they can't matir in the Isser D'Oraisa.
So let's just make sure we have our terms here, right? D'Oraisa, not that term, because you know what that means. Right. Zriya and Harisha. Right, is that clear?
Yep.
Everyone knows planting,
yep.
Right? Zriya refers to planting seeds, but yep. Planting, I hear you, Yonatan, planting.
Yep.
Give me one more.
It's plowing.
No, give me one more, yeah.
Pruning.
Yes.
Okay, good. We'll get to that in a second. But these two are D'Oraisa, okay? All right, go on.
Tomar Bai, Shvius Mizmach Zeh. Shvius, we're talking about Shvius nowadays. Rebbe, we're going like Rebbe. The Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Zedvar Hashmita Shamot.
Right, so it says in the Torah, Zedvar Shmita Shamot, Kobama Sheadodala. Right, so it says the word Shmita twice. Bishte Shmitos.
Because of the Dabra, so the Torah mentions two Shmitos. Achas Shmita. One is Shemitah the ground, one is Shemitah the money.
Right.
So, Bizman Sha'atim Shame Karka, whenever you have Shemitah for the land, Atim Shame Ksafim, you have Shemitah for the money. Bizman Sha'atim Shame Karka, when you don't have Shemitah for the land, Yatim Shame Ksafim, so you don't have Shemitah for.
Perfect. Money. Easy answer.
So, it's saying that there is a time that you don't have Shemitah.
Well, D'Oraisa.
Right.
Good. Excellent. Okay. That's Abaye. So, you have a very strange Havamina, right? What was the Havamina here? Maybe you would think that somehow it can't be a Havamina that the Chachamim can oker D'Oraisa. There's no way there's a Havamina that the Chachamim can actually undermine a Torah law. That's impossible. So what's the Havamina here? Okay, but look at what Rava says.
Rava. Afilu Tema Rabbanan. Even if you want to say that, you could even say that the Halakha is like the Rabbanan.
So it turns out the Havamina is not so crazy.
Right, that Shemitah is D'Oraisa.
That Rabbanan can come along and say you're allowed to water this type of field during Shemitah, even though there's an Issur D'Oraisa to do that during Shemitah. Why? Avos,
Asar Rachol.
Okay, Toldos.
Toldos, Lo Asar Rachol.
Please tell me you guys know what an Av and a Tolda is. We know in Shabbos, there's something called an Av and something called a Tolda. Now, let's be accurate. An Av, how would you, like, use define the Av as what, a category?
Classes.
Even call them universals. I don't know. It's hard to define exactly what it is.
I like the term
so. But in Shabbos, what's an example of an Av and a Tolda? Never pickled saw. It sounds like the worst malacha to use. It's because it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
He's like
building.
Okay, so building is the what's a tolda building?
Like putting one brick on top of the other.
No, that's bona. A tolda would be, for instance, like engraving into a stone. Okay, so it's a type of building. Okay, that's actually the maisa building. Okay, but what's the key though? In an av and a tolda, are they both D'Oraisa? Off, very good. Often, they're D'Oraisa. Okay, in other words, meaning that the Torah lists 30. Well, it doesn't do that. Torah lists one, but we know there are 39 avos, right? And then we know there are also toldos that come out of it. And the relationship between av and a tolda is a very, very challenging thing. It's one of the hardest abstract areas to do. Is the first parak of Bava Kama, which I did here. I'm sorry, yeah, Bava Kama, which I did here years ago. It's very, very challenging. So keep that in mind. So Rava holds that today. Right? Shemitah is D'Oraisa, like Rabbanan. Shemitah is D'Oraisa today. Okay? But the thing is, there's Avos and Toldos. So keep going. Toldos, lo Asar Rachmana. Toldos are only Asar Midir Rabbanan. What are the Avos? Keep going. Midichsev.
Midichsev, Uvashana, Shvius, Shabbos, Shabbosoni, Nila, Aretz, Sadcha, Lo Sizra.
And you know what comes after that, by the way? And Charmacha, Lo Sizmor. Okay, Tisra is what? Planting. What's Zmira? Pruning, right? Okay. What's a Karen, by the way?
There's not a Karen.
Annoying one.
Good, vineyard. Okay. Keep going. Michdi Zmira.
Zmira. Bechlal Zmira.
Right, and then, and the Torah also says that what can't you do during the what is the Torah say you can't do during the what do you call it?
It is vineyard. It is vineyard.
Yeah. What else can't you do during the Shemitah year? It's about to tell you. Look, Zmira b'chlal Zmira. So Zmira of Zmira's pruning a tree is like planting in a field, right? Bitsira, you know what Bitsira is? Anyone know what Bitsira is? Grapes. Bitsira refers to harvesting grapes.
Okay.
So Bitsira falls on the category of Katsira. Okay? Excellent question. Halacha loves grapes. Vineyards.
They love grapes.
Vineyards. Why? Vineyards have a whole... In Kilayim, vineyards have their own actual... What do you call it? So one of the reasons why is just like wheat had a... It still does, but wheat had a very central place in eating, right? Wine was a staple. By the way...
So my halachasa, kasevim hu rabba rachmana.
Right. So what mean? What, okay, read the mesepta guy. Ezu halacha.
Which halacha had Torah ba'al olam danu? B'masha kasva shezmira v'tzira asura.
B'shvias. The memra to teach us.
Dehani told us, Michai, that your chayv on these told us.
Which who told us? Come on.
V'tzira.
Watering.
Well, okay, so we're going to put Bitsira right here, right, which is grape harvesting. Okay, so which two?
You know,
and Zmira.
Oh, right, so what's saying? So Bitsira is really what? What's Bitsira form of? Bitsira fits underneath Katsira, right? So Bitsira is the Tolda, and Katsira is the Af.
Okay.
Okay? Right. So there's two things you learn. Number one, you learn out, remember the Torah only tells you four things that are usser, okay? And it turns out of the four, two are avos and two are toldos. And not only that, after those two toldos, there are no other toldos deraisa that exist, okay?
Can you violate an av without violating a tolda?
Yes. Which is going to force us to do what? Which is going to force us to do what? Come on. To explain what the relationship between av and tolda is here. Good. Okay, we'll get to that. Okay, but let's. I want to make sure everyone understands this. It's a little bit of a complex point, but not too complex. Go back. So, what's the Havamina and the Gemara? Both according to Abaye and Rava. The Havamina was is that maybe you'll say that Chazal. We can't really think that Chazal can uproot a Deraisa. That's insane. So we have to understand the Havamina. But notice in Abaye's answer, right? This is all according to Rava. What does Abaye say? Abaye says everything today is Derabana. All Derabana. Right. That's what he says. Mm-hmm. So what's the machlokas? Why doesn't Abaye like Rava's approach?
What is Rava's approach?
This.
The whole...
Does Abaye not also hold
Abaye,
the
Abaye
so he doesn't like Rava. So Rabbanan are the ones who hold that Shemitah today is the Raisa. Right? But I don't think it's just a machlokas whether Shemitah today is the Raisa or not. I think it has to do with this business, the Av Tolda business. Or to reframe the question...
Abaye is like a much simpler answer.
Two avos that are deraisa, two toldos that are deraisa, and all the other toldos would be derbanan. So an example of a toldo would be watering your whatever. It's going to sound very counterintuitive, but it's the first step in going in a certain direction. Think about it for a second. There's virtually no mention of halacha by Shabbos, and then Chazal come out with these 39. But the problem by Shemitah is, what does the Torah do? Okay, bam. So it gives us four, okay? So that Chazal are like, uh-oh. They're facing an interesting problem here because we know there's a lot of agricultural things that you can do during Shemitah, but the Torah says four. Now four, I know it doesn't make sense to say this way, is a lot, right?
It gives you a lot less.
Okay, so they have a choice to make, right? Seems like they have a choice to make. I'm not relaxed. I'm not trying to be heretical. I believe they knew in the end what the halachas were, but fine. But they have a choice to make, right? Do they say, okay, well, there's a large collection of Torah prohibited malachas of Shemitah, and the Torah just lists four of them? That's the Shabbos model. Or, no. What's happening here? The Torah is telling you...
Four and no more,
which is a very different model. Okay? That's step one. Step one is that Shemitah is a different model than Shabbos. Okay? That's easy, though. But what's interesting is that, but why when you look in the Torah, in these four, I mean, I understand categorically why, but it's interesting that the Torah lists an Av and a Tolda, right? There's when the Chazal derive out the 39 Malachas, they look at 39 Avos, and then they derive Toldos from those, right? But that's not what's happening here. Here, the Torah is telling you both the Av and the Tolda. Why would it do that? Abai is going to look at it in traditional Av Tolda way, and that's going to make force him to conclude it's going to be the Rabbanah. Why is going to be very easy to define? But according to Rabbah, you'll get used to this. There are two ways. There's always two ways. There's two ways you can look at the relationship between Av and a Tolda. What are the two ways you can look at the relationship between the two? Right. This will guide you for the rest of your life. Tolda Shabbos
is like an extension of the Deraisa.
Beautiful. Client's great. So client says one possibility is a Tolda is an extension of the Deraisa, of the Av. You have the Av, right? And now you want to go further. The Tolda is a furtherance of the Av. If that were true, what's that? If that were true, so where does the Tolda weigh with the Av?
Same level.
Same level, right? In other words, meaning that there's the Av is the starting point, right? But in other words, but the extension of that starting point is going to include the Tolda. So Av really has much less of a logical meaning in that sense. It's more of like saying Av's like the starting category, but you can extend it to include other categories, right? So there's a natural extension from it. That's one relationship between Av and Tolda. Right. If that were the case, then going back to here, so what would you have to say? If the Tolda is an extension of the Av, who's gonna hold that way?
No.
What's the other side? What's the other way to look at the relationship between Av?
Saying that these are things that are derived from Avalacha, and they're added on to prevent you from forming it.
But the Torah does have Deraisa Toldos. So what's the relationship of Tolda? And that way learning, yeah, what's the relationship of Av to Tolda there? One way is extension. That's one way. You said the word. You just put the wrong word afterwards, but you used the right word in the sentence.
And there's no Tolda at all.
No. What's the other way to look at the relationship between Av and Tolda?
Subcategory?
Okay. How do you get to the subcategory? Meaning, what's the relationship damage in the Tolda to the Av? Right, in order to get the more specific, a little more than that. You're right, but more. Again, it's a subtle but important difference. There's extension, which means you're on the same level.
Specification.
Which means, okay, good. But if specification, that means the Av is teaching you a principle.
Yeah.
And the Tolda is a derivation.
Yes.
Whereas once I had the principle in place, let's say Bona. Once I know I can't do A, I could derive from there B, C, D, or subcategories A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Yeah.
Okay? We think, by the way, we often think that way, categorically. In categorical thinking, the way our brains work, we operate often in, we set up the universal, right? And then we derive from the universal. That's the other way of looking at an Av and Tolda relationship. Okay? So, is that clear?
Yep.
That's a very easy chakira.
Yeah.
Practically, what am I going to say? Come on, Ariel. If you hold a Tolda's extension of Av, then the Tolda will always be whatever property the Av has, i.e. Deraisa.
Isn't that true if it's a specification
term? Nope. Because derivation means you're a step removed.
No, but it has to have all the properties that the Av has and more if it's a...
No, that's not true. No, it's a modification of it. I'd say it's actually...
Modification?
In fact, I'd say the Tolda is an Av of the Psul. Let's take that case, okay, behind me, okay?
Yep.
Let's say I have harvesting wheat,
yes.
Okay? And then the Torah also says harvesting grapes. So is that a derivation or extension?
But it doesn't say
harvesting.
It does. It says harvesting. Katsira is always by wheat. It says the Torah says katsiracha. It also says betzir or betzira.
Is there an extension? Katsira is specifically wheat or always by wheat?
It's usually applies to wheat.
And nothing else.
Right. Doesn't mean it can't. But I'm saying what the Torah learning here is that katsira by wheat and then apply to grapes also.
Are we going to say that these two are extensions and the other ones are derivations?
Hold on. Let's take Ksira and Betzira, okay? So I would say that grapes is an extension. Why is it an extension?
Under the same category of removing things.
Good, okay.
Why are grapes...
Derivation is...
Don't worry about why grapes are.
No, so extension is under the same category.
Why are grapes an extension?
Well, hold on.
It's kind of like a straight line.
Right, in other words, if I have the op, right...
Derivation is not the same category. It's just something. It's just a different category.
Why are grapes
but it's sold,
extension of wheat not the other way around?
No, because like this, very simple. Because what would you think when you see the Av in the Torah, right? In fact, it could be that we're putting the cart in front of the horse. When I see the term ktsira in the Torah, right, what I see in that term is, I see, okay, I don't look at an av, I see that's the maisa, yeah. Right? Now, how do I know the maisa is further than simply wheat? Btsira, okay?
How do you know btsira is in the av and ktsira is the
Torah? That's a Gemara's assumption. That's axiomatic. Good question.
There's nothing about either one of those actions that makes one an av and one a Torah. It could very
easily I'll tell you why. Because, well, it's true... Right, you could say that. And that, like I said, that's axiomatic. It's a good question. It's a good question why you start that way. But let's get the Gemara. That's the Gemara's move, not my move. But let's get the Gemara leeway. The Gemara says Katsira is the is what it calls the Av. So the extension would be is that I can also extend. It's not just limited to harvesting wheat. It also includes grapes. That's a what do you call it, nice horizontal line.
Also includes grapes.
Harvesting.
What's harvesting?
Okay,
Katsira.
Yeah, Katsira.
Based in Katsira specifically wheat.
No, that's exactly the Chiddush in the Torah. The Gemara is telling you ktsira is not just it. Btsira means deraisa ktsira.
Okay.
Okay? That's an extension.
Where do we learn fruits from them?
Now, what would derivation be? So at least over there, by btsira, btsira will call it the same maisa, right? Different object. But same maisa, like you were saying. Like it fits in the category of I'm removing, what do you call it, food for my consumption, right? Whatever. That's what you were saying before. And what's a derivation of an av?
Like a branch as opposed to a straight line.
All right, but give me an example.
Is there a more specific case?
Well, let's say, okay, let me ask a question. Is planting an av? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about, like, let's say, watering a plant?
It's pinch, not in the...
It's a tolda. It's not a deraisa tolda.
A tolda of what?
Of what do you call it, a planting. In other words... A derivation would be, okay, well,
is
I have
tolda,
the derivations mean that you have the main idea. The main idea is present. Let's say the fundamental concept of the building is present, but it's in a much different form. It takes on a different form. Exactly, right. So those are the two relationships between Av and Tolda. So what's happening here in the Torah, okay? Now, okay, you got that, Klein? So now plug that back into the Machlokas. Right. In other words, if you say a tolda is really an extension of the av, right, versus saying tolda is a derivative of the av, right? So now what's the machlokas of Abaye and Rava? Abaye says
they're all extensions.
Okay, good. Abaye says they're all extensions. If they're all extensions, then there's no way there could ever be Rana can oker the Raisa, and Shemitah they must be the Rabbana, right? Good. Whereas according to...
Rava says there are av malachos, and from those there are
derived. Well, he's going to say like this. There are some toldos that are deraisa, that are derived deraisas, and then some toldos that are
not
derived derabanas.
Why is he the same?
The Gemara say, V'lo.
Tanya.
So Gemara doesn't like Rava, by the way. Likes Abaye, doesn't like Rava. Why? V'chi toldos, keep going. I'll read it.
Okay.
Are you telling me that additional toldos are not asur shvius? Va tanya.
We learned in the brisa. Nemar b'torah.
Da da da. Sadecha.
Sadecha lo sizra v'chamcha lo sizmor.
So again, right? You can't plant in your field, and you can't what plant, so to speak, in your vineyard, right? Ainly.
So ella zerua vinyan. Ella zerua zimor.
Vizimor. Right, so all I learned from the Torah is the Torah is only telling me two things are aser: planting in a field and zemer in a vineyard. Okay, but then it says minayin leidur lechisuach. Pick one of them. The first one. What's nikush?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. Oker es asavim araim. You uproot. What are asavim araim? I hate
bad,
you.
Bad grass.
Weeds. Okay, so how do you know you can weed? Right, Tamil Omar. We know those are usher. How do you know? Tam alomar.
Sadcha lo, karmcha lo. So the fact that it says it flipped instead of saying...
doesn't say lo sizra sadcha, rather it says sadcha lo, right? What does that teach you? Lamdach amikach, she lo ta'ase kom lacha sheba sadcha. Lo, the lo ta'ase kom lacha sheba karmcha. So what do you see from the Torah? Why is rubber wrong? Why is rubber wrong? Anyone know why is rubber wrong? Because
other malachot in the field are usher.
Right. When it says sadecha, right, this is how you read the Torah.
Okay.
In your field, right, nothing's permitted in your field. Example of that would be don't plant.
Right.
Right? So sadaqa, low.
Do we have
low.
To take it as an axiom that that's correct, or Robert just say like, no,
yeah.
I disagree with that?
Yeah, we have to take that as an axiom, right? Well, let's see the Gemara's answer. Okay, the no. Torah says sadaqa low sizra. So how do you read that? You read sadaqa low, meaning don't do millions of things in your field. Example, planting. Okay? So the Gemara says...
That's a great
oh, you don't like that?
Well, I mean, it's kind of just like putting a... It's kind of like the...
Yeah. Why can't Rava just disagree with the punctuation?
That's a good question. It's exactly the point I made before, which is that, well, by Shabbos, right, or it's true that by Shemitah, the Torah lists four malachas, but come on, right? What, are you going to tell me that really only four things are usher from the Torah to do during Shemitah? That's crazy. That's insane, because we have so many different agricultural activities.
Isn't
and you see...
Like two things, and then two general categories?
No, but the Gemara is saying that the fact that it says sadaqa lo comes to teach you that no, don't look at it from the approach of, don't look at it from the av, one av, and then working out. Rather say, no, sadaqa lo means I can't do normative agricultural activities. It just happens to be, the Torah gives an example, what's the most common, I don't know, agricultural activity? Planting.
So why is watering derabanan?
Oh, hold on.